All right, the best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed, continues to roll on here. Again, a reminder, Thursday, the United States will be taking on Ecuador, and then next Tuesday right here, the U.S. will take on Chile right here in Houston. BBVA Compass Stadium is the site. Tickets at ussoccer.com or at the BBVA Compass Stadium box office. Hey, soccer fans, I got a new sponsor to Soccer Matters, Tri-Eagle Energy. Now, there's synergy with their energy because they're also the official energy provider of the Houston Dynamo, Houston Dash, and BBVA Compass Stadium. So let's talk energy. There are a lot of energy providers out there. There's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on. Now, you may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later, you find out you're paying a higher rate or there are additional fees on your bill. Now, it's different with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. Let me repeat. The rate you see is the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. So here's what you do. You check out Tri-Eagle Energy. You call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. Let me remind you about a wonderful event, and I think you'll have a wonderful time at this. This is a very intimate environment. Wednesday, April 3rd, it's being called a Night for Champions. 6:30 to 8:30 at the Federal American Grill. It's on 510 Shepherd. It's hosted by the Snowdrop Foundation and the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Nonprofit night. We're doing it for kids. Bill Worrell, the legendary Houston Rockets play-by-play man. And I mean legendary. Legendary Bill Brown, Houston Astros play-by-play man. And then somehow I got on the bill with these two guys, Glenn Davis. So anyway, this is a night where basically all three of us as play-by-play men are going to talk about our experiences, stories you may never have heard before, behind-the-scenes stuff. Really, really interesting. It's casual. We're talking experiences, calling professional sports, traveling, road, athletes, all the things that maybe are behind the scenes that you won't hear. Tickets are $100. You get them at Eventbrite. Federal Grill is a wonderful spot. Andrew Kapolsky has done a lot of great work on this. The night's going to be a wonderful night, and we're going to want you to get out to it, and we're wishing that you can check this out. Again, tickets $100 at Eventbrite. There are still seats available, although they are filling up. It's called A Night for Champions. Get your tickets, $100 at Eventbrite. I think there's a whiskey pairing and all kinds of really good food there. You don't have to do just whiskey. You can do wine, whatever, but it's going to be a great night, and the proceeds will go back to the Snowdrop Foundation and the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. All right, with the U.S. men's national team, as we mentioned, in town next Tuesday, what a great opportunity to catch up with U.S. striker Jordan Morris, who is in camp. And remember, last year, he had a very, very serious injury. He's already got three goals in Major League Soccer. Here's my interview with Jordan Morris. Well, I guess the first thing we go to, Jordan, what a great start in Major League Soccer for you. You've got three goals. The Sounders are off and running at 3-0. More importantly, though, to get back to where you are now, how difficult was this? How arduous was it coming back from the injury? And maybe how lonely might it have been?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of all those things. Obviously, it was really demanding physically. But I think the toughest part was mentally. I always knew that the knee would get strong, the quad, the muscles around it would get strong. But I think the mental component was the toughest, having to sit out the whole year and miss out on playing games and miss out on doing what I love. And there were definitely some really lonely times. You know, I wasn't as close to the team. It felt like you're kind of on the outside. And there were times where it was really, really difficult. So just to be back and to be back playing again is awesome. I'm very thankful.
Any particular people during that time period, both within the team and outside, that you kind of lean on during those tough times?
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing in Seattle, so I have my family around, some great friends, my teammates, guys that have gone through it before. My training staff was really great with it all. So I think leaning on all those guys. And then myself, I just had to pick myself up when times got tough and know that all the work that I'd be putting in would be beneficial for when I got back. So
he's Jordan Morris, U.S. men's national team, also Seattle Sounders, national championship at Stanford. I'd had the pleasure of calling some of his national title games. Chile and the U.S. will be here next Tuesday. And again, tickets at ussoccer.com. You can see great talents like Jordan. I guess when you're outside of the main team, just getting back to that, that is a very lonely place. It's also kind of fearful, right? I mean, was there ever any point where you were concerned about your future?
I think it's only natural for those thoughts to creep into your head. But for me, it was the next day, what I could do the next day to try and get better. And you know, I'm not going to lie, there were very frustrating times where I'd go into practice and I'd get upset, you know, because I was so far away from playing. But it was trying to have that mentality the next day, the next week, the next little milestone that I could get to without even thinking of kind of what was coming in the future, just trying to get back on the field, trying to get back to doing what I love to do. And for me, I think setting those little milestones were what was, you know, was important for me.
All right, the first goal this year in Major League Soccer, the first one that hits the back of the net, that must have been kind of a liberating feeling.
Yeah, definitely. It had been a long time, you know, since I felt that feeling. And it's obviously what I love to do, you know, score goals. So for me, it was very, very exciting. And I think not necessarily a relief, but just a special feeling to kind of feel that again. So
are you at a point now that you don't even think about the knee?
Yeah. I mean, I think at the beginning, it was something that maybe crept into my mind every once in a while during training, during games. In preseason, but now, you know, you got to push that out. I think that, again, one of the toughest parts is just trusting that it is stronger than it was before, and you know, just going out and playing. So when I've been in the games, you know, I haven't thought about it at all, which is great.
Jordan Morris, U.S. Men's National Team Seattle Sounders, joining us tonight on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, and we really appreciate him coming on. Again, we're reminding people pretty consistently here that the U.S. will be in town next Tuesday. We want to fill the stadium for the United States National Team. It is an exciting team. They will be taking on Arturo Vidal and Chile. All right, so you're someone to me, Jordan, when I'm thinking about interviewing you today, you know, you're kind of a bridge because you're around a lot of these older veterans now that have moved on, that are legendary U.S. players, and here you are now around a lot of these young guys who want to kind of inherit that mantle. It must be a very interesting time and a very different sort of time to come into the U.S. based on your past with the national team.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's some new faces, and for me, it was such an honor to be able to play with some guys that I looked up to when I was growing up. So that was a really cool experience. But now, obviously, a little bit of a new group, but all guys that are very talented, very willing to work hard, and I think the program is heading in a very good direction. So everyone here is really excited, and you know, just excited to keep getting better as a team.
I was kind of taken aback when everybody seemed to be kind of down on the U.S. team, and I'm just sitting here going, wow, I mean, all these young guys now are going to have opportunity. We're going to be able to watch these kids blossom. There's some kids that are really mature beyond their years, you know, the Adamses and the McKinneys, and I'm just sitting here going, no, this is one of the most intriguing times I think I've ever been around the U.S. men's national team.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a good time to push the program forward, and we have, you know, a young group of guys that are very talented, and you know, I think an exciting group. So for us, it is coming together as a team, and just really pushing to get better.
So when you come into the national team setup, is there a lot different that's asked from you as a striker under Greg Berhalter? And I know it's kind of fresh now, but is there a lot of differences in what's expected of you when you play?
You know, a little bit. I think the new kind of coaching staff has done a great job implementing their you know, the system that they want to play. And coming from Seattle, you know, there are subtle differences in playing on the right side for, you know, from Seattle to here. But the coaching staff has done a great job of communicating those and helping us learn kind of the new system in the short amount of time that we have together. So for us, I think just every day continuing to learn that, continuing to come together as a team, like I said, is important. And for me specifically, just continuing to learn exactly how the coaches want me to play. And, you know, I'm just excited to be here and excited to work hard. And, yeah, so it's always an honor.
Any insight, Jordan, into something specific that may be a little different than Seattle that Greg Berhalter wants out of you?
Nothing too, you know, too specific. I think my game is similar in the sense that, you know, trying to use the qualities that I feel like I have to break opponents down. So like I said, in a lot of ways it is similar, which is nice. And for me, Greg has been great in explaining that to me. And he's reached out to Coach Metzer in Seattle and has talked about, you know, how he wants to implement us when we come in here. And that's been communicated us as well. So there are a lot of similarities, which is nice.
Jordan Morris joining us, U.S. Men's National Team, Seattle Sounders. You'll see him in Major League Soccer against the Houston Dynamo. You're going to see him next Tuesday, U.S. Men's National Team, Chile, right here in Houston. USsoccer.com is where you can get your tickets as we continue on with him. Greg was down here and did a whole media day and tour here for about a day and a half in Houston, you know, to drum up support and for the game. And you know, I was just really, really impressed with, number one, his willingness to do the media work and spread the lore and the word and everything else and to get into detail about things. What's it like with him as a coach? You've got two very, very good coaches in Brian Schmetzer and now Greg. What are some of the other things that have struck you with Greg Berhalter?
Yeah, he's a great coach, and for me, I think he's so detail-oriented. It's a special thing to be a part of and to learn from, because every little detail is talked about with him. He notices, he looks at the game different than anyone that I've, been coached by, and for me, it's super special because I think it's helped me become better as a player. He helps you think about little things that normally maybe you wouldn't think about, so... For me, just adjusting to that as quickly as possible and just continuing to improve is what's important. But no, I'm very lucky to have two great coaches. So,
a lot of good strikers in the U.S. camp. It is a position everybody's looking around at. Kind of your thoughts on the competition that's there, because at the end of the day, everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to go to a World Cup. Everybody wants to be on that Gold Cup roster. How intense is the competition? And obviously, a lot of this is based on club performance. But looking at the other strikers in camp, how competitive is it?
Yeah, I think there's always going to be competition. Always good players. This country produces a lot of good talent. So every time you come into camp, there's going to be competition. But I think that's good. It pushes people to work hard, pushes people to want to improve and want to, you know, do their best. And that's only going to make the team better. So I think having that competition is very healthy.
Jordan Morris, U.S. Men's National Team, joining us. They've got Ecuador this Thursday, then Chile next Tuesday here in Houston. I'm really looking forward to seeing these young guys. I've had Tyler Adams. We've had a number of your teammates on this show prior. I'm just thoroughly impressed with some of these young kids. No different than you, though, to be honest with you. I mean, when I spoke with you when you were at Stanford, I walked away very impressed with what a young man you were and how mature beyond your years you were with answering questions and dealing with things. What strikes you about some of these younger guys and the ambition? Because they are youthful, they are excited, yet there also is a side of them that kind of makes me feel like they're older souls.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's important when you're coming in as a young guy to have that confidence. And I think a lot of these guys, obviously, they have that. They're confident in their abilities and, we'll come in and do whatever they can to help the team and work hard. And but yeah, they have a lot of ability, and it's awesome to see them kind of come in and embrace that opportunity, embrace the role that they have.
Your rise in the game was something special, and there was a ton of attention on you when you were at Stanford, and then you got the opportunity with the national team. I was at your game in San Antonio when you scored against Mexico. That was a really exciting moment, I think, in your career. And then obviously you had the opportunity to turn pro, and you know, the whole soccer fan base in this country was, you know, why didn't Morris go to Europe, and he's staying in MLS, he's taking the easy way out. What did you think about all that when that went down, and how did you ultimately make the decision? Because you do have a lot of your teammates now in the Bundesliga and in Germany, where you had a lot of interest.
Yeah, for me, I think it was, you know, pushing all that outside noise away. For me, it's making the decision. You know, in the end, it's your life, it's my life, and for me, it's making the decision that I think is best for me at the time. And obviously, you know, for me, I think things have gone well in the MLS. You know, I've been able to win an MLS Cup, and I think have a good career there so far. And so, you know, it's pushing all that out, and I think the MLS is growing. It's a good league, and it was a way for me to get on the field and get games right away. And you know, again, it's not listening to anything that the people in the outside world are saying or anything like that. Just focus on what I can do to get better every day.
Jordan, listen, we thank you very much for coming on the program tonight. We wish you the best of luck Thursday, and then next Tuesday, we're really looking forward to having you here in Houston.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We're looking forward to it.
All right. So that's Jordan Morris of the U.S. men's national team and the Seattle Sounders. One of the nicest young men you're ever going to meet, but glad to see him back from the injury because injuries are scary. And it's a lonely time period. It's good to see him back and in a good place. Jordan Morris, the United States men's national team, next Tuesday taking on Chile. Tickets at ussoccer.com or the BBVA Compass Stadium box office. By the way, the place to be in Edo, Kings Court. So home of El Batallon, Houston Red Army, Peña, the Real Madrid supporters group. It's 903 Hutchins, right next to the stadium. Shadows of BBVA Compass. Kings Court has 13 monitors for all your soccer watching desires. They cover leagues from around the world. The rooftop deck is spectacular, but like I said, there's no better place to go before a professional soccer game at BBVA Compass Stadium, whether it's the Dynamo or the U.S. men's national team, than the Kings Court. It's the most pub-like feel. It's got a great view of the stadium. British and Indian pub-style cuisine is also a winner at Kings Court. Great food, staff, selection of bar and cocktails, all at great prices. KingsCourtHouston.com. Go in, say hello to Jay, say hello to Megan, his wife. That is a great soccer watching spot. All right, we'll take a break. It's a Kings Court break.